You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Transport Minister Chris Bishop announced steps towards improvements to public transport from the northwest of Auckland. The plan involves three stages, each promoting faster and more consistent public transport from the region. The project will also involve several stages, with later stages coming over the next 10 or more years. The government has also announced $53 million towards subsidising teachers' registration fees. This announcement follows extensive campaigning from teachers on this issue, eliminating a barrier for new and long-time teachers in Aotearoa. In our weekly catch-up with the National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about each of these issues, starting with transport upgrades in northwest Auckland. So we saw an announcement this past week about some potential transport upgrades for northwest Auckland. What are these upgrades and what might they look like?
Yeah, so NZTA have now endorsed the investment case for the Northwest Rapid Transit Project, which delivers the Northwest Busway, which will be a game changer and will build on the success of the Northern Busway, City Rail Link, Eastern Busway and other public transport improvements across Auckland. We know that currently people in the northwest of Auckland don't have reliable public transport options, and 60% of residents commute out of the area. Most people travel to work by car more than any other area in Auckland, and the northwestern motorway regularly suffers from congestion and delays. So what we're doing is the NZTA have endorsed the investment case for the Northwest Rapid Transit Project.
And what's the timeline like for these changes?
Yeah, I don't have a timeline specifically that I can share with you, but we know the northwest of Auckland is home to about 90-odd thousand people and is one of the city's largest planned growth areas. By 2051, an additional 100,000 people are expected to be living in the area, with 40,000 new homes and 40,000 new jobs based there. So delivering faster, more frequent and reliable public transport is essential and will ensure the transport network can accommodate this growth and ensure people can get where they need to go quickly and safely.
Yeah, and in terms of the improvements that have been, I guess, endorsed here, we've been looking at improvements for bus routes and upgrades. Do you think we'll also see future-proofing or upgrades looking at rail along these routes as well?
Yeah, hard to know at this stage. We've obviously made no commitments presently around those upgrades in this announcement. We're focused here on the Northwest Rapid Transit Project, which is around the busway and the work going in that space. But, you know, there may well be future announcements around rail, but I'd hate to get ahead of myself and any of my more senior colleagues who are more invested in that work.
Moving on to this next announcement, also from this past week, $53 million to subsidise teachers' registration fees. What does this announcement mean in practical terms?
Yeah, so our government is backing New Zealand's teaching workforce by funding teacher registration and practising certificates. We are funding teacher registration and practising certificates so that we can remove financial barriers. Starting from the 1st of July this year, teachers will save up to about $550 when registering or renewing their practising certificate. And this initiative will benefit around 40,000 school and early learning teachers in the first year and growing to about 115,000 across 3 years. Depending on when their registration falls in the three-year cycle across the 3 years, all teachers will ultimately benefit.
Yeah, and how is this change, I guess, going towards addressing the teacher shortage at the moment and maybe teachers not having enough time or money to adjust their responsibilities to students in the classroom and outside of the classroom?
Yeah, so since coming into office, our government has introduced and maintained many initiatives to improve the numbers of teachers. This includes doubling the number of paid school on-site training program places to 1,200, supporting 352 teachers to return to the classroom since October 2024 by covering the cost of their practising certificates or limited authority to teach fees, ongoing marketing campaigns in New Zealand and overseas focused on attracting more teachers, adding primary and secondary teachers to the straight to residency pathway on the green list, with 1,400 teachers arriving from overseas in 2024, continued funding reallocation packages of up to $10,000 for qualified overseas teachers to move to New Zealand, and that supported nearly 900 in 2024. So we are taking this matter really, really seriously, and we're doing a lot of things in a lot of different places to ensure we've got a quality education system, so we've got enough teachers in our workforce, and that we're giving them the tools and things they need so that they can teach our next generations coming through and that they can then make a meaningful contribution to New Zealand.
Are there any concerns in terms of, I mean, we've put out that this is $53 million for teachers' registrations. There was another announcement last week about money set aside for further classroom upgrades, particularly in Auckland, but also across the country. Are there any concerns with this government's cost-cutting agenda that this might be, I guess, running against that or contradictory?
Absolutely not. We made it really clear both during the election campaign and after the government was sworn in that one of our key focuses was on education. We had a focus on public services, delivering better health and education, and we've made that a top priority for our government. That's why we've announced these changes. That's why we're doing things in these spaces, because what we've seen recently, for example, was attendance rates at schools has dropped significantly over the last 6 or so years. COVID obviously being a factor to play into that, of course. But what we're trying to do is lift those up. We need our kids in schools. We need them getting good quality education. We need them having an hour of reading, writing, and mathematics every day. We need them to not have their phones in the classroom and be distracted by those, so that when they're leaving school, they're in a place to make a meaningful, valuable contribution to New Zealand and to the next generations coming through as well. And so we're doing everything we can to power up our education sector here in New Zealand and giving teachers all the tools they can to ensure our next generation coming through can make that really meaningful contribution.
Yeah, and so I guess my next question would be, if we're willing to invest all of this funding into the teaching and education sector, which as you've said is very important to address the issues that we've seen in that sector over the past, you know, 5-6 years, if we're looking at other government funded or government supported sectors like health particularly, which has been facing overcrowding issues presently and over the past few years, is the government also investing, you know, similar amounts of money in addressing maybe the costs for doctors and nurses, that sort of thing?
Absolutely, and you will have seen in our budget last year, we put the biggest amount of funding into health that we've ever had in New Zealand. As I said, two of the biggest focuses for us as our government are on both health and education, and we're taking both extremely seriously. Here in my local constituency in the Bay of Plenty, health is a really big concern. A lot of people raise with me about access to GP clinics, access to after-hours and emergency care, and we're taking that really seriously as a government. We've put a lot of funding into it. But it's also not just about the funding, it's about making sure they've got the resources and the tools they need so that we've got, so that New Zealand patients can receive timely and adequate care when they go to see whether it's the GP, after hours, or to the hospital, or whatever it may be.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about Northwest Auckland transport upgrades and funding towards teachers' registration fees.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.